You've seen the Iraqi Most Wanted cards, but did you know that now George Bush has his own deck? The House of Cards, Deck of Bush. 54 Reasons Why Not to Re-elect the Unelected Fraud is now available at www.deckofbush.com. Deal the cards and see why regime change really does start at home. From the creators of the hugely successful Deck of Republican Chicken Hawks comes the Deck of Bush. Get one for yourself, your friends, or even better, your favorite Republican. Order yours online now at www.deckofbush.com.
We're back with more badass liberal talk. Bart Cop Radio's.
All right, it's that time once again. It's the news featuring Tommy Mack from Los Angeles and
Bart in Oklahoma.
Good God, how'd that happen? Man, a lot of things have happened recently. Last night was yet another round of primaries. What are we going to talk about first?
We might as well go for the big story first.
I'm into that.
How about them primaries?
How about them primaries? Yeah. I tell you, this whole primary season has just really thrown a loop into everyone's gears. I mean, 6 months ago, everyone assumed Dean would be the man.
Dean was the man.
Yeah, well, and all the candidates saying, oh, it's going to be us versus Dean. But now Dean is just free-falling. I mean, he's his own DC-10 crashing into an airport. I mean, what the hell happened there?
You know, I've got my own theory, which often is at odds with the facts.
That's a good thing to say.
But it seemed to me that Dean's downfall started about the time he started, well, trashing Clinton isn't the right phrase, but about the time he started saying we need to get away from the Clinton years and get back to the real democracy, the real Democrats, which was the Mondale Dukakis years. And I'm not sure that's what did it, but it seems it was about that time he started saying that is when his fall started.
That could be.
It just seems to me it was such a mistake to say, let's move away from the man that got us two victories in the White House that we hadn't seen since World War II. But I tell you, it seems like there was more good news than bad news, which is a really strange thing to say when you're a Democrat. But I think the best thing that came out of last night is that Kerry is a strong candidate. It's, you know, if Kerry had won two and Clark had won two and Edwards had won two, and then it's a bunch of, you know, at that point I'd say let's have a debate. But, you know, as long as you got Sharpton and Kucinich, and you know, it's going to be a circus until it gets down to either two or three.
Well, I think the best news of what happened last night is Mr. Shriveled Turtlehead himself, Joe Lieberman, has finally come to realize he smelled the coffee, he pulled the ripcord, and he's out of the presidential race.
Praise Koresh, Joe Lieberman is gone. You know, my mail, you wouldn't believe my mail. Everybody says the same thing. You know, I'll support whichever Democrat it is. Even Joe Lieberman, I hate him, but I would support him over Bush.
Absolutely. Well, I'm just glad he's finally out of the race. He was sending pretty mixed messages. I was totally for this war. Sodom was a growing threat, and I support President Bush, and I'm a shriveled turtle head.
Well, yeah, it seems that his candidacy was based on, isn't this a great war, and Saddam is the problem. But once we got Saddam, we were still at orange alert, and we're still no safer than we were. Hell, we've lost, what did we lose, 35 men in January, and we only lost 20 or something in December, so we lost more men after Saddam, so we're hardly safer.
Good riddance, Joe Lieberman. Hope the door doesn't hit you in your ass as you walk out.
You know, and when Dennis Kucinich finally gets out, I'll be glad, but it's a different situation. It seems to me people just don't like Lieberman, but we like Kucinich. He just isn't clicking with the voters. And it's sad to see him pulling up that 1% each time and still vowing to stay until the end. Well, Dennis, you're my man, but it's not working, bud.
Yeah, agree. Well, his is a message candidacy, very similar to Mr. Sharpton. So I think they're in it for the long haul just so they can try to get their two words in on every debate or just, you know, focus a bit. Which gets me back to one of the great things that Dean did do, whether he gets the nomination or not, which seems pretty unlikely now. He did give the Democratic candidates a transplanted spine, you know?
I agree, and our debt to Dean is real, but it ought not to be paid with a nomination that is doomed to fail. So it looks like everything is kind of settling out the way it should.
Truly, truly.
Well, I'd like to say another thing. John Edwards, I think, is less a strong candidate than he seems. You know, he won his South Carolina, which was not quite his.
Well, he should. He's from North Carolina.
Yeah, in those Carolinas, they hang out together. You know, monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Edwards didn't do so well in the other states. Clark, I think, did a lot better in the other states than Edwards did.
Well, Clark won Oklahoma, as you know. Edwards was right behind him. Now, this was a very important aspect for the Clark campaign, because if he didn't win one state, even his son was saying he should probably pull out. But he did win, so he's going to continue on.
Well, yes, and while Oklahoma is not what you'd call a landslide victory for Clark, seemed like he won by 1,200 votes or something.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he should have won by a billion. I don't know if a lot of people know this, if it was reported out of state, but Edwards was a distant second or third. But then Mrs. Edwards had a great idea. She said, I know, Oklahoma's a football state. That's all they think about in Oklahoma. Why don't we call and see who Barry Switzer is endorsing? So they called Barry Switzer, noted Oklahoma football coach, famed for 3 national championships and a Super Bowl ring with them nasty-ass Cowboys. But they called him, and go figure, Barry, I don't know how, but Barry's a Democrat, so Barry told Edwards, sure, I'll endorse you. And all of a sudden, Edwards went from maybe 12% to 30 because he had Barry Switzer's endorsement. But hey, guess what? That's only good for Oklahoma. Barry can't show up in Oregon or Washington or Ohio or Florida, anywhere else, and say, Edwards is my man, and get a lot of votes out of it that only counted here one time.
Well, Clark is polling very well in Texas and California, which are extremely delegate-rich states. Will it be enough to overtake Kerry? I don't know, but it'll be a good fight.
Well, at this point, I would say, unless something happens, I mean, if I was on the Clark team, if I was working for him, I would keep fighting. But it would seem that Clark's not going to take this prize, but he may be in a real good position to take second place. And how nice to have a double-dipper war hero package to go up against the lying usurper N5 heart attack.
So, yeah, according to CNN Gallup poll, Kerry is, in fact, leading George Bush in a head-to-head matchup, and that's always a good thing.
Oh, if I could say one thing. The idea that if Kerry's beating Bush by 3 or 4 or 6 or something right now, that really means nothing. It's my bet they'll change the lead 6-8 times between now and November. So the idea that, you know, if Kerry gets ahead by 15, I think we can start to rejoice. But him being ahead by a handful now, I think the BFEE's got a lot of tricks coming. They could always pull Osama out of a box. There's a lot to go here. So being ahead by a few still puts us in a statistical tie.
Speaking of, how about that Republican senator who guarantees Osama will be found before the November elections? Can you believe that?
You know, it's my opinion that they've heard General Clark say a few too many times that if he was president, he would have gone after bin Laden, he would have put troops in Afghanistan, and he would have invaded the eastern half there where they border with Pakistan, and he would have come up with bin Laden by now. But because Bush was so interested and so distracted by Saddam that we don't have bin Laden, and I think to inoculate themselves against Clark saying that again and again, they decided to go after bin Laden. Go figure.
Whoa, hey, you know, how many years has it been since the catastrophe in New York, and you're finally going after the guy who masterminded it? Wow.
It's a few days short of 900. It's like 890 days since the World Trade Centers fell and since that monkey picked up the bullhorn and said, the people that knocked these buildings down are gonna hear from us soon. And turns out soon is kind of like the meaning of is. It means a lot of different things, but apparently soon means between now and the next election.
Probably exactly what he means, because he is, in fact, a douchebag himself. That's right. I said it. George W. Bush. Douchebag.
And there are people who think we have bin Laden now. You know, there's a report filed by some German news agency that says he has been captured, but it's been all but ignored by everybody, so I don't know if... Apparently that's not a big story.
Well, then again, if you consider, we didn't capture Saddam. The Kurds did. Handed him over to us. That hardly made a splash anywhere.
After we made a deal, when the Kurds called Bush and said, we got him, what will you give for him? Bush said, you name your price, and they said autonomy, and he said, you got it, and... I'm sure Bush advisors are going, no, no, you can't do that, but, you know, he had to have him.
I know. If there's anyone out there skeptical that Bush Company would not manipulate the media, let's look at that dramatic rescue of Private Jessica.
Yeah, really. I'm still a fan of Private Jessica because, you know, to me, anyone that puts on a uniform is a hero because...
Well, I think she did the right thing by coming clean, saying, look, they lied about everything. They distorted. This is not how it happened. I didn't go down emptying rounds from my gun, you know. This is not how it happened one bit. So at least she's got integrity.
I think that proves she was not a Republican, because Republicans have a remarkable ability to live with the lie. And I think she chose not to up front.
I would have to agree with you there.
I'm seeing a headline in the USA Today.
The world's greatest newspaper,
oh,
right?
Oh, no doubt. South Carolina win enthuses Edwards' camp. Is enthuses a word?
Yes, because they're enthusiastic.
Well, now, enthusiastic's a word, but enthuses...
Yeah, enthuses is a word.
You know?
Man, I gotta play you at Scrabble. Your ass is mine.
Well, I've never seen enthuses before. I mean, I figured it was a word since I used it in a headline, but when they use new words, it always catches my eye.
Well, you know, enthuses. It just kind of rolls off the tongue. Enthuses. Or it sounds like an old-time Egyptian king. Oh, King Enthusies. Or maybe not.
Maybe it's time we talked about important stuff.
I'm down with important things, man. What's up?
Cartoon in the USA Today shows a referee who's got his head stuck in the instant replay box, and the caption is, he's still reviewing the Janet Jackson tape.
The boob seen around the world. The most single watched TiVo replay of all time. In fact, it was the most searched word on Google for a few days. You know, it's good to know that mankind still has their mind in the right place.
It kind of gives you an idea of where a typical man's mindset is, that a 1 or 2 second flash of a picture of a boob on TV was just, it was just a shockwave that went around the world, you know, kind of like the Zapruder tape. It was just so massive and so huge and so startling and so grabbing, if I can use that word. And it was just a little titty. That's all it was. It was just a little titty. And America, of course, went nuts. You know, in places like Japan and Germany and Italy and Iceland and all those countries, they have naked housewives on these game shows. You know, they play strip poker or strip, you know, like Jeopardy. If you miss it, you got to take your top off. And if you win, you know, the first one that gets naked gets a washer dryer. I mean, except for the Islamic countries in the United States, pretty much all countries have come. Hell, in England, when you open the big newspaper on page 3, there's a bunch of giant hooters staring at you. Never been to England, but that's what they tell me. But the idea that the rest of the world has come to grips, no pun intended, with nudity, and America and the Islamic countries, they just think it's time to cut off someone's head if a breast or a nipple is seen.
Well, it's amazing how Michael Powell, Republican cronyism, or nepotism, that's it, is going ballistic. I mean, I bet you he's going to spend more money investigating Janet Jackson's tit than they are going after the CIA leaker for Valerie Plume, you know?
But, well, sure, I'm sure Ashcroft has an entire division working on Boobgate or whatever they decide, Nipplegate, what they decide to call it.
I think it's Nipplegate.
It's just so bizarre. And, you know, they're trying to hold CBS responsible, they're trying to hold MTV responsible, they're trying to hold NFL responsible, everybody in the world, but nobody in the world but Janet and Justin knows exactly what happened, and there's a chance the two of them are confused. The way I heard the story, he was supposed to pull off the upper layer, or the outer layer, and it was going to expose her red brassiere, and that was supposed to be shocking. And I think there's some credibility in that. When Janet noticed, when she felt herself exposed, she didn't cover herself immediately. She brought her hands up towards her breast, but she didn't cover her breast. I think she assumed there was some, you know, it was a bit shocking that there was going to be a red cup there, and that's what I think she was expecting, because it would be so easy. I mean, hey, someone pulls down my pants in front of a billion people, I'm going to cover little Bart quick as I can, you know.
Don't sell yourself short, man. It's not little Bart.
But she, how do you know? But she had no immediate inclination to cover up, which leads me to believe she, you know, she was going to give us a 2-3 second shock of a red brassiere, and that was going to give all the men a little jolly, and it would be over with. But I don't know if Justin got a little eager, or... Oh, I'm reading in the paper today, they're talking about how wardrobe malfunction now is becoming the biggest catchphrase of all time. But hell, what if it's true? What if he meant to pull the top off, or the top layer off, and both layers came off, that would technically be a wardrobe malfunction.
I think, actually, the best way of explaining what happened was in the previous buzz phrase. Shock and awe.
I was awed. I liked it.
Well, the big irony of the whole situation is that the Super Bowl is freaking out because of one breast shot. But this is the same network, CBS, that refused to show Bush and 30-second winner commercial from Move On because they don't run advocacy ads.
It's also the same network that refused to show the Reagan movie because some right-wingers thought it might not show him in a light of sainthood that he deserved. But, you know, even worse than that, the number one commercial of the day was that ugly dog biting that guy in the crotch. Now, that to me is more offensive than a little titty on TV.
And speaking of, Didn't the commercials just let you down this year?
Oh, they were horrible.
I like watching the Super Bowl just for the commercials. And this year, they just sucked. It was horrible.
The whole point, they're aiming towards the 15 to 24-year-old boy. And so that's why we got the crotch grabbing and the... Oh, I thought what was worse was the horse farting all over that girl. It's Adam Sandler humor. Adam Sandler's not the worst guy who's ever been in show business, but there's this whole thing now in show business where if you want to make some money, you know, you gotta
do the gross out joke.
Yeah, you gotta rub some guy's sperm in your hair. You gotta have a dog bite your cock. You gotta have, you know, a horse take a dump on you. I mean, remember who's that guy? Tom Green.
Tom Green.
Remember?
Yes.
He sucked on a cow teat or something. I mean, that's where humor is going. You know, if you go in your local 7-Eleven as you're checking out, you'll see. I swear, I've seen this. There's a giant nose, like a 4-foot nose, that you buy, and you pull green boogers out of it. It's bubble gum, and you eat it. I mean, this is where teenage boys are these days. Go figure.
God bless America. Wow.
You think they'd be into something wholesome like sex or drugs, but no, they're into teenage boogers and farts and poop jokes. Jay Leno every night with his poop jokes, eating poop jokes every night. The whole comedy world has gone into poop jokes and blowjob jokes and fart jokes, and it's just really sad that you can't get any decent. Jon Stewart, that's what makes him number one.
Well, that's why we got Jon Stewart, Chris Rock, and Eddie Izzard.
Exactly.
The thinking man's comics.
The triumvirate of comedy in the year 2004.
That's right.
Okay, and then we move on to Mr. Republican, one of the senior Republicans in all of show business, Kid Rock. Here, I'm reading right in the paper, because you know if it's in print, it's true. Besides being blindsided by the unexpected Timberlake Jackson stunt, CBS had been assured that Kid Rock was not going to wear an American flag for his performance. Apparently, Kid Rock practiced, you know, they did the run-throughs, and he was wearing the American flag, and they went to him and say, please don't do that. And he said, okay. And they said, no, you're not going to do that, right? You're not going to desecrate the American flag on the big day, right? And he said, I promise. And then he comes in. Now, that, to me, is much more offensive. First, you have to slit a hole through it, and it was tattered on the ends. It looked like a flag that he pulled out of the trash. You know how you're not supposed to do that? But to me, desecrating the flag, and I'm for flag burning if there's a point. He wasn't trying to make a point. He's a Republican. He's pro-war. I think he dragged our fighting boys through the mud when he wore the flag in such a flippant manner, and it was much worse than Janet's little titty.
I could care less whether he wore the flag or not. It means absolutely nothing to me.
What about after giving his word that he wouldn't?
That's just a professional idiocy. It just proves he's not a professional.
I have yet to find the value of Kid Rock.
Trailer parks.
You know, I would bet real money that Justin and Janet are going to be on their good behavior this Sunday on the Grammys. I don't think they're going to do a damn thing.
I think they should go get a bunch of plastic boobs and tape it all over their bodies. I think that would be where it's at.
There you go. Okay, what else we got?
I don't know. What else do we have, Bart?
Do you know the reason why they have big-time entertainment in the Super Bowl anyway? You might not be old enough.
You know, now that you ask about it, it's very interesting because it's not like it's going to generate more audience share. I mean, people are going to watch the Super Bowl for the Super Bowl and not the halftime shows. So, no, I actually don't have a clue why there's entertainment there.
In 1993, the Wayans brothers had a really good show on Fox called In Living Color.
I remember it well.
And what they did, they said, hey, on the upcoming Super Bowl, the minute the first half is over, go right to Fox that very second. And what we're going to do, we're going to put up a 20-second clock or 20-minute clock, and we're going to give you a good comedy for 20 minutes with no commercials, no nothing, and we're going to give you the clock. So, you know, as it counts down, when it gets down to like 30, 40 seconds, you know, we're going to do it. We're going to finish our little comedy bit, and you can turn Fox off, go right back to the game, and not miss a thing. And that was the year that the NFL decided we got to have something in the middle there. We got to have something at halftime to prevent people from tuning over to In Living Color and the Wayans brothers to see Fire Marshal Bill and Jennifer Lopez and, you know, all the two snaps in a Z circle. You remember the men on, the gay men on film?
No, but that's okay.
you're too young.
What's interesting, though, I didn't know that, but, I mean, are you telling me? Because I didn't watch Super Bowls because I could care less about American football. But are you telling me there wasn't entertainment before 1992?
Before 1992, they used to do Carol Channing. They did Up With People. They did Al Hurt and the New Orleans Jazz Band. They did just pretty much anybody who you would never want to see in your whole life. So that's why Fox had the opening. And the Wayans brothers had that opening to steal that audience. And they stole, you know, they got like 50 million people for those 20 minutes. So at that point, the NFL said, hey, we got to get some crotch grabbing and some breast exposing in here to keep them young boys watching the game.
That's the American way, Bart.
That's how it works.
Cool. That's a useless piece of trivia. Thanks a lot for that one.
Excellent. All right, what else we got?
I don't know. What else do we have?
Well, this is kind of out of context, but how about some politics?
Good God. Politics on a political radio show? What will they think of next?
The letter to the editor. So President Bush plans to create an independent panel to investigate the truth about WMD in Iraq, but in order for the panel to be independent, its members should not have any ties to the White House. For the investigation to be truly impartial, I believe its members must be appointed by the Senate Armed Services Committee. At least then there's a chance the truth will come out. Bush appointing a committee to investigate the situation is like having an accused criminal appoint his or her own judge and jury, and that's a fact. The Democrats, once again, are going to lay down and let Bush appoint somebody like Kissinger or Lee Hamilton to investigate him. Now, if I did something really wrong, I would want to appoint Tommy Mack or Christian Livermore or Sam Dent, somebody, to investigate me, because hopefully you'd be, you know, I could slip you some money and you could see things my way. But the idea that Bush is going to appoint a bunch, remember when they had Waco, Clinton appointed a big-time Republican, Senator Ralston Purina, Republican Missouri.
Purina?
To do that. Ralston Purina, yeah. What was his real name?
I don't know. Sounds like dog food to me.
No, he owned Ralston Purina. It's, he's an old-time senator, well-respected, in his 70s. It's like he had just retired, and he's one of those. That was back before, you know, before impeachment, before the Republicans turned into a giant gaggle of whores. That was back when they still had some members with respect. So that's what Clinton did. He appointed a Republican to investigate him. And even after the Republican said he gave a 100% guarantee the government had nothing to do with that, sons of bitches like Liddy and Rush and talk radio and the cable networks and the big newspapers and everybody still says to this day that Clinton burned those little kids in Waco.
I'm still working on the gaggle of whores comment. I'm going to have to use that. Sounds like a great new band. Hello, we're gaggle of whores.
You're good. Oh, and similarly... Tony Blair's got his own troubles now in England.
Poodle!
Yeah, they're trying to get him on the same thing. He says, Tony Blair, quote, "We do not, in my view, need to inquiry into the political decision to go to war." No, he wants everyone to look at what's wrong with the intelligence community, but he doesn't think the political decision to go to war needs any looking at it all. No, because him and George got together. George went to Tony and said, "I need this one. Whatever it takes, I need this one. I can't go by myself. I need one ally. You're the most likely guy. What will it take for you to support this war?" And this was back when England was like 80% against the war. And Tony Blair said yes.
I mean, he's got an upcoming position on the Carlyle Group with John Major and the rest of them.
Exactly. And that's where he's going to make $20 million, $30, $40 million a year the rest of his life, or until I kill him, whichever comes first.
I used to be a big fan of Tony Blair. I thought he was the greatest thing that happened to British politics. But man, his about-face and his... complete getting on his knee pads and blowing Bush has really turned me off of
it. Yeah, back when he was a friend of Bill Clinton, people like Rush kept calling him a socialist non-entity, and you know they just called him every name in the book. But as soon as he sold out and jumped into bed with the usurper and decided to murder Baghdad for no reason, then all of a sudden he became a statesman. Oh, speaking of statesmen, did you see earlier this morning Bush did a speech about Winston Churchill, which he's trying to draw these parallels that me and Churchill were both doing the right thing in times of war, that kind of hand job.
Mm-hmm.
And Bush said, Iraq will soon have free elections and free press and a free speech.
What happens if they freely elect to have an Islamic government?
Exactly. What if their free press says, "America, get the fuck out"? Remember the last time they did that, they shut them down. I recommended they bomb the place, but that was back when our boys were at risk. And when the TV comes on and says, "Why don't you go destroy an American soldier this afternoon?" Yeah, that needs to stop right now. But how in the world are they going to claim Iraq is free while they're occupied by the invading army? I'm sure you're too young to remember 1976, Gerald Ford lost a debate with Jimmy Carter when he said Poland was not under the influence of Russia. And it was pretty cool. Carter looked at him and says, "Swear to God, say that again." And he says, "I do not think Poland is under the influence of Russia." And of course, Russia occupied Poland at the time.
Yeah, Poland was part of the Warsaw Pact, for God's sake.
Oh, you weren't too young. Yeah, so that really cost them there. But the only way you can get away with saying Iraq is free these days is if America's whore press is on your side. We don't have a free press and free speech in America like Bush claims they do in Iraq.
Remember, all the TVs at the White House are constantly tuned in 24 hours a day to the Fox News Channel. That's a bit of an echo chamber for them.
Except Bush isn't allowed to watch TV, remember? He says he's just told by his aides what the newspapers and the networks are saying. He doesn't watch TV.
Well, he is functionally illiterate. That's the only reason why the only book he can read is about a goat or a hungry caterpillar.
That son of a bitch. If only we could get some Democrats or the press, one of them, to stand up. You know, it's my guess, about all we have left is the individual websites. And if somebody gets big enough, like, let's say Media Whores Online or Democrat, well, not Democrats.com, let's say Media Whores Online.
It's going to be Bart Cop. You know it's going to be BartCop.com.
Well, but the point is, what if they came to me and said, Bart, we really like your deal. Why don't we give you $2 million for it? And they would expect me to say, yeah, and then I'm supposed to take my $2 million and go away, and then they bought up BartCop.com, and now that voice is silent. But I don't understand why everybody is giving in, why nobody. I'm not asking people to stand up and say what I'm saying. It's just at least stand up and tell the truth. Why doesn't anybody stand up and say what's going on with Martha, and why the big hunt to go after Janet and Paul O'Neill and people like that when you got your Bin Ladens and your, yeah, you know, the whole Bin Laden family seems to have the Bushes around their little finger. The Bushes have been doing business with the Bin Ladens and the Saudis for decades, and it's just not a subject that we're allowed to speak about.
Well, if people would go and read Michael Moore's great new book called Dude, Where's My Country? I just finished it, and there is so much information about Bush and the Bin Ladens, because this is his first book post-September 11th, so he really gets into it. It's a great book. Definitely check it out. There's a link to it at the bottom of the Bart Cop website, so make sure you get on that bandwagon.
Plus, there's that big deal about they got on General Clark for not disavowing
the deserter. But you know what's funny? Thanks to Michael Moore, that has now become a national issue. People are now really looking into it.
The Republicans have got the White House have got a good way of getting around this. They say, no, he received an honorable discharge. Well, those can be purchased just like entry into the champagne unit can be purchased. If you're the president or if you have that kind of power, you say, my boy needs an honorable discharge. Well, that's not the question here. The question is, did he show up? Where are his records? The physical that he was unable to attend, probably because he was high on cocaine and couldn't afford to have cocaine on his physical, so he just chose not to show up. Well, I'm sure if me or you were in the service, they would have a record of where we were over the days and weeks and months.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of Republicans are saying, well, he made it up later. The time he wasn't there, he made it up later. Well, what about the reservists right now that are stuck in Iraq? Wouldn't they rather say, I don't want to go to Iraq, I'll make up that time later? No, they're over in Iraq and they're getting shot and killed.
That's a good point.
It's just hypocrisy once again.
If the guys from Iraq could come home for a 10-day furlough and then just take a year instead, and then once the war's over said, by the way, I owe you a year.
Well, that's exactly what our current president did.
If your last name is Bush and you have an R behind your name, you can do whatever you want and nobody will hold you accountable. But God forbid you got a D behind your name and you got caught with an intern. Then we need to impeach. Then we need to investigate. Then we need to check into it, because it's constitutionally important to know which breast he licked first. But the idea that the president was a deserter and lied us into a war and paid for an abortion and all that other stuff, that doesn't count because he's got the R and it's just not fair.
We need to finally stand up. Speaking of people who are standing up, I urge everyone to go to the website Bush in 30 Seconds. It's the finished products in the commercials that moveon.org. Are you familiar with them?
I saw that, and it was good. I saw several of those little movies.
Right. Well, they got about 26 of them, and they're really good ones over there. I urge everyone to check it out.
These are the commercials you couldn't see on the Super Bowl, because CBS would not play any anti-Bush commercials. They would play only pro-Bush commercials during the Super Bowl.
Yep.
CBS, another cog in the BFEE crime family.
I wish we had a liberal media.
Well, it would be nice, wouldn't it? And there was a time maybe when we did, but I guess that was before the BFEE took control, which is, what, around 1980?
Yeah, well, luckily we have BartCop.com and BartCop Radio spreading the gospel and the righteousness.
But we need 100 more like us.
And we will. We'll get them. So, how do you think we're doing right now?
I think we've touched on every news story that we could possibly get to.
That's right. So why don't we wrap it up? Get this thing posted so the listeners can get a hold of it. And remind everyone, we're going to be back next week, and you'll be hearing a lot more of the Bart Cop Radio. It's going to be flying now.
I'll get to work on show number 27 as we speak.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So, on behalf of Bart Cop Radio, I'm Tommy Mack in Los Angeles.
And this is Barster in snowy, snowy Oklahoma.
And we're going to see everyone next time in show 27.
Sooner than you think.
Don't touch that dial. Though you don't have a dial, because you're probably listening to this on the computer. West Coast.